Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host Barbara with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny boy. How are you?
Doing good.
It's Wednesday.
How was your drums?
Oh, thank you for remembering. I actually had a very good class today. You know, when you're learning something new, sometimes it's okay. I mean, it's always a great class with Jeff Wolf, by the way, everybody. He is the number one drum instructor. I mean, I believe in California, Orange County area. So anybody, if you're interested, he's the guy. Oh, my gosh. I'm learning quickly. I'm learning, having fun. I get what he says. I am enjoying it. Like, how lucky was I to have just called the right person? You know what I mean? I could have ended up anywhere, you guys, right? I could have. Sometimes I just really do just believe that God is going to do this for me because I deserve it. You got to love yourself, you know, go after your dreams, love yourself. If you're going at something in a way with love and like you're passionate about doing something, nothing much can go wrong. So anyway, thanks for asking. why don't you tell the audience what we're talking about today, Johnny?
Well, what we're going to talk about is the subject of narcissism. And I like to say that I believe everybody to some degree has had a run-in with them. And I'll tell you why, because a narcissist wants to relate to everybody because they think they're entitled to
it. Oh, yeah.
You see, you have to be.
Yeah, it's such a good point.
And it's like if I felt, it's like, for example, more than likely if a guy was to talk to you and he was a narcissist, he's not just going to want to relate to you. He's going to wait to relate to all your friends. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's not, I mean, I'm not going to go into who the people that you've ran into before, but I'm sure that like some of the guys that are narcissists aren't just going to want to, they're going to want it. So, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to Barb more than I'm going to talk to everybody that she knows, you know.
Well, it is so much more if they are a true narcissist. But when you point out a couple things, like when we go through and point out, oh, yeah, I noticed this and that, it just sparks so many memories of, yeah, wow, oh, I guess I do really have one in my life. Because a lot of people haven't really done research of what it really is. You know, some people, well, they're saying now it's not a illness, like it's a condition.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing a lot of research on it anyway, because I was wondering, why are people using this word so much out there?
Mm-hmm.
And once I started studying it, I found a few of my favorites that I always watch on the subject, and I really started to realize, hey, I have been dealing with narcissist friends for so many years of my life. And I always just thought, oh, that's just them. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, well, if you're around them, you have to put up with that. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, well, you know, there's all these excuses because year after year after year, well, you've been friends with them for so many years, you just have to be. And this is the case for so many people where, you know, it's okay, yeah, if they could say, get out of my life, and they're out of their life, they would, but some can't because maybe it's an ex that they're raising the child together, or it's just an elderly family member. Or, you know, just a friend that is just, it's a staple item friend almost, you know, it's just always there. But there comes a point where in life you work on yourself, like I was doing also, self-help, you know, healing from that accident for the last 3 years, clearing out that poison silicone leak, getting, you know, replaced and renewed. It's been 7 weeks. Things are really starting to click with me. And I say now, no, I'm not putting up with it. I don't want to get lured in. I don't want to get reeled in to all that chaotic. I mean, no wonder I moved down here, but it's kind of backfiring that I actually moved an hour down south from Beverly Hills, where I lived for so many years. But I really wanted to start a life with a quiet, more quiet, family-oriented life, quieter streets, not so much traffic. So I moved down here to Huntington Beach with my daughter, but it backfired because now it's like I'm a real literal doormat, okay, because mm-hmm. I'm halfway here or there, or, you know, they're not liking it at their place, or there's too many problems where they're staying, or they don't have a place, or, you know, I'm that one because I'm the empath. I'm the one with empathy. But really, the more I give, the more I gave, the more energy, time, belongings, everything of my resources I would give, it just kept getting sucked more and more and more and more and rapidly, and seemed like even more when we start getting a little older. It was even getting worse. So I changed. After my mom died recently, a couple of years now it's been, but it's never going to go away, the grief, okay? Well, I decided I'm going to take really great qualities that my mom always tried to teach me, which are boundaries. Set your boundaries as a human being. And it was so hard with being in the entertainment business. It just became like chaotic. There were like almost no boundaries, you know, people just flopped around in everybody's places, I guess, even though they're a single mom trying to raise a daughter in a very regimented, scheduled way. Okay, it's not easy when you're self-employed as well, and you're a single mom with there's no dad because he's passed away. So, hey, I'm not a sob story here, but it's the obvious thing. I'm the single mom, okay? I'm not the one that you come and drain of all the resources, and not just drain, but on top of that, expect it. Like you're entitled to everything I have, okay? Anyway. That's what I was dealing with. And now I am not dealing with it because I've researched it and I'm learning lessons and I am learning tools and I'm exercising them. And I have exercised some of these tools, which I want to share with you. It's one of these ladies on YouTube that I came across, Tammy M. Joyce. And I watched her show, it caught my attention, 10 ways that you can really, you know, how to handle a narcissist, right. Basically. It's like, it's so powerful because after you say, okay, I'll go through a few of the sentences, and it's so easy, okay? So easy to remember. And it'll spark your memory of like thinking, imagine if I would say this to that person at that moment, what would have happened? You know, you would have been surprised probably because it's empowering. But so many times we just put up with it. I don't want to say, hey, I'm getting too old to put up with it. No, I changed my mind about how I wanted to live my life when I took my mother's greatest qualities with me after she passed, because I don't want those to die, because I learned those from my mother, and I want to use them, and my dad, too. They both were great leaders and set wonderful boundaries, and they were very fulfilled and happy people who were enriched and did amazing things. So I want to carry that on. And, hey, it's not about hurting people. It's not about hurting their feelings and saying this and hurting their feelings. But this can go work for, say, somebody who was in a romantic relationship, Johnny, where it's like those heartstrings, like they're really going along with all of this abuse that these people dish out. Anyway, we're not going to go into every little detail because I'm not a psychologist, okay? I just find it interesting, as do you, Johnny. Wow, who are these people we came across? We're not naming names, obviously, but it's just interesting. And then how much it can empower you as an individual to deal with it if you have to, you know? So I thought it was a good thing to do tonight.
And you know, it's funny because do you want me to talk about my experience or do you want to go first or what?
No. I want you to. I want to hear your experience. I want to, because I don't know a lot of, I know about what you're, who, and it's a romantic relationship because
yes.
That is, that's hurtful. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Well, what happened was, I guess the thing is that we're always taught to be nice. We're always taught to be loving, but, you know, it's hard sometimes because you have to be able to say no, and I didn't know how to say no. So there is this woman, she was a penthouse pet, and I found myself paying for her phone bill, her rent, her car payment. I paid for her, it was a number of things, her storage,
wow.
Her Department of Water
her,
and Power.
Rent? Did you say
yes.
Her rent as well?
Yes.
And
paid
where
her
did
rent.
She live? Where did
she
live?
She lives in California.
Oh, my gosh. That's expensive. So
yes.
how long did it take for her to manipulate you into doing this? And you personally had not met her face-to-face, correct?
Yeah, it was, I've met her a few times, but it was just one of those things. It was like, and she would manipulate me by calling me her husband, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which is really kind of weird because I wasn't married, but, you know, and
well,
then
she was
I
trying
go
to
out.
Sugar you up. So
yes.
It's like, it's an old one in the book, but I can see if you are smitten with her and, you know, you have this glamour girl, sexy public figure that
right.
is calling you her husband. But didn't you kind of think, well, that's a little far-fetched since we've only ever seen each other a few times. And when you say you saw her face-to-face, were these dates? What did you guys do? What did she talk about?
And we did things, but the thing is that I couldn't afford to do anything because I was always paying for everything else. And I tried to get her a job, but then she kept telling me, okay, as long as I don't have to type, which is ridiculous because you can't do
I don't need to know all those details. Come on. That's so many little dumb details. I mean, because
right.
I know this person, and now I just want to go, like, gag, okay? Please, give me a break.
Yeah.
This full
yeah.
of manipulation, it makes me sick. When I heard about it, I was very upset because so many women are doing this to nice, innocent men like yourself who could have furthered your own self with all that money. And,
right.
You know, and she just used you, okay, and stole from you, basically, and then you have to pay for it now in life. So I don't like it. And that, okay. All those little details about I can't type and all that. Yeah, that is probably narcissist, actually. I shouldn't have stopped you. But those are the things that they act like, oh, I can't do anything. Oh, I can't call the police. Can you do it for me?
Yeah.
Every single day, 10 days until I get what I want. And if you don't, then you're not a good friend. And this person wouldn't do it for me, but you, oh my God, I owe you the world. Yeah, it is sickening. And you can fall for it as a friend because you're not really falling for it. You just deal with it so you could just think, okay, I hope it's going to be like a week or two before they need something like that again from me, which they always will. And, you know, I can't do it anymore. So let me just read a couple of these things because, you know, we told everybody I was going to read off 10 things of what
sure.
to say, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, and this is from Tammy M. Joyce. I want to give the credit to this YouTube creator. I learn a lot from watching her, and she's beautiful. She's a gorgeous redhead, and she's not annoying whatsoever. I really enjoy this. She is straight to the point. And I like the way she speaks. So I got this from her. Okay, number one, that's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine? Oh, but you have to, here's the thing. You have to do the silence afterwards. Okay, otherwise it's not. Can you imagine saying that to her? How fast she would have been gone? You know,
yes.
She wouldn't have been even there another second with you if you said,
right.
She says, I can't pay my rent. That's not my problem. Oh, she'd be on to the next one. So see how fast that works? Although, you know, you got strung along with the, you know, sexy girl. And maybe, I don't know, were you in love with her?
I was in love, but I do think that in a way, I didn't love myself. mean, I think that you can be in, now I, no, what?
It just, it went in and out there for a second, but I can hear you
what
now.
What I'm trying to say is just that I was in love with her, but not in love with myself. That's just hard to explain. I didn't
myself. But that's okay, Johnny. You weren't ready to even use any of these on her at the time. But if somebody new comes into your life and now you know all the signs, you've been through that before, and now you are going to learn about narcissism more, which it seems like you know a lot about it. And then you can use a few of these things on that person. And can we go back to it, though, because we only have 10
more
minutes?
I was just saying self-love, loving yourself enough, respecting yourself enough not to, you know, fall into it. Wait, go on.
Yeah. Like I said earlier in the show, you got to love yourself, right? Okay, it's important, then you can love others. We're not talking about, oh, I'm so great, adore me. We're just saying appreciate yourself, give yourself a high five in the morning, like Mel Robbins says, which I think helps. Okay, a lot. Okay, back to now, what are we on? We only are on number one, so let's get through these. Number two, I don't owe you anything. So, like, you're basically saying with I don't owe you anything with silence, at the end of that, I mean, you're basically saying you are not entitled to any resource of mine, because I had that problem where, okay, I have so much, yes, but this stuff is my, this is what I sell. Every item I could get money for. This is my livelihood. Doesn't mean you come in and I feel like I have to hide everything. Which I never did, but I felt like, geez, okay, now I'm going to have to spend the next 2 days rifling through all of my bags that I've been organizing and inventorying to sell to see what they I could give them because they expect it. And then when I said, hey, I don't want to do that this time, they're like, what? You have so much. Come on. And they literally got mad, okay? And it's so crazy watching the YouTube ladies, psychologists who are knowledgeable in this narcissism topic because this disorder, because it just makes you think, okay, yeah, they were trying to make me feel like I'm crazy because I'm saying this stuff to them about because you didn't really understand what was going on. So I suggest this isn't to teach people who are listening about what is a narcissist. It's, hey, you know, you got one in your life and these are how you handle it. People who you haven't had boundaries with that are probably narcissists, okay? Look into it. But here are a couple of things that really work. Number three, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dad says, you don't owe anybody an explanation. So number four, I can't. Or you could use, or I won't. And you know, I mean, what can I say to that? Nothing, because, you know, you're silent. Oh, but they will. They'll say, why? And they'll persist on you like they're a third grader. Or if a three-year-old, or if I, you know, they'll yank and say, why? And huff and puff forever. Because they think you're going to finally break down and do what they want. Because it's all about what they want. And even if they make you feel like it's not, they're inviting you somewhere because they want you there because they don't want to be alone because that's them. It's not about, oh, I want to do this. They do anything for a person. It's to show how great they are. And it's a photo opportunity. And I just am not interested. I'm not interested in that life. I never was. It was annoying. It always was. And now it's straight in my face. It's in my place. It's in my home for multiple nights. And I had to say no. And I'm not just talking about one person, okay, because I don't want to have people out there like guessing who it is. It's not about that, but hey, if I can't be honest about things that are really happening in my life, then how are we going to even help people in life, laughter, happiness?
That's right.
And your stories are so interesting too, Johnny, and you've got the man version of many of these examples, so it's fun. All right. Number five, I'm busy, or I don't have time. Those two, she said, which is so powerful because so many times it's like, oh, well, I know you're busy, but You won't even notice I'm there. I won't disturb anything. And, of course, the minute they arrive, it's like, you know, the office is complaining. They're doing something wrong. They know, and it's loud, and then they're like, what? And it's everything. It's just a big, chaotic drama. And it's not fun. I don't enjoy it. All right, so then, okay, let's see. Number six, you have to stop now. And that silence at the end is great. I mean, you're talking to somebody who has, they have absolutely no limits and no boundaries. Think back about people who, you know, they have the six alarm clocks that go off when you're doing a sleepover and everybody wants to sleep in comfortably. And, hey, everybody got their phone ringer off. We don't want to, like, wake up all night long, you know. No, but it's that person, and they can't find their phone, and they can't find their other phone, and then they can't find their other phone, and they lay there, and they don't care. When everybody is woken up, they don't care. I realize this now. They really don't care about take your bed because it's more comfortable. They would, and they don't care if you're on the couch. They don't. Oh, my God. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So then what number were we on?
Oh, five.
We're on? No. Six was you have to stop now. Okay. Because I'll talk about one more, and then I have to tell you about how important it is to set boundaries. Okay. Here's another one. Number seven, I didn't listen to your voicemail, or I didn't listen to your text, your email. Oh, any one of those three. I didn't listen to your voicemail. I didn't listen to your text. I didn't read your text. I didn't read your email. Then your silence, that, which we don't realize has so much power, is a devastating message to them because it's basically saying you don't, you're not interested whatsoever, okay? And this is the way I should have always responded to these requests that were like outlandish, weird, crazy things. And they were over and over and over. Okay, it's almost like stalking, kind of. Okay, and then number eight, that's not right, that's incorrect, or you're wrong. Because I have realized arguing with these people will get you absolutely nowhere. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just going to be so frustrating. It doesn't have to be an argument, a debate. You will be so frustrated with the aptitude, it's like almost barbaric, the mentality, all right? Okay, if you really think about it, and it's so sad, the reason it's so sad is because you see this wonderful gregarious part, this fun and the exciting and the animated and all that. And then it's just crushed to smithereens when the other stuff comes along. It's just so sad. I don't even want to be around that. It's just negative. And, okay, what I was saying is earlier about having to be around the people, because a lot of people are thinking, well, if they're that horrible, well, you really need to get away. You just can't sometimes. You just can't. So you have to be able to set your boundaries so then you can handle being around them. And you just have to, if you do go around them or accept to go to a party or something, you know they're going to be there, and you carry out these, you know, little sentences and, like, that's not right. And then just stay there and do not even say another word and let your power of silence work. Just do expect a backlash. You will. Like, oh, God, she's acting crazy. Oh, my God. She must be on drugs. Oh, my God. You know, all of that. Just expect it. Just expect it, okay? So if you can't handle that coming into your life, then you probably should really avoid them at all costs. And number nine, I'm assuming that when she was making this list, she was also talking a lot about, like I was saying, in a relationship, like you're getting a divorce from a narcissist, and this would be something like you would tell him or her, you're a liar, or you're a coward, or you're a bully. So then you just stop, and then you're silent after that, and And that is a really good one. And number 10, this I assume would be for if you're going through like a breakup, okay? Beat it, scram, get lost. And she says, also give a little of the hand gesture, like get off, fly, you know, like that gesture.
Yeah.
Beat it, scram, get lost. Use the, and I was thinking, man, I was picturing myself in a relationship like where, okay, you're breaking up, you're a woman and man, you're getting a divorce, it's nasty, whatever, and you're caught in like a family picnic type thing. And then everybody's looking at you because you're coming across each other and they're like, oh, no. And then you have those tools. You finally have the tools. And you say something like, that's all you say. Whatever he's saying, blah, 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 blah. And there's friends around. They're all expecting a big old blow up. Say, beat it. And you motion your hand like, get out of my presence. Oh, my gosh. They'd be like, they'd be dust. Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are a few tools, and we hope that you learned something more, and some of that could help you. And we would love to hear some of your comments and things that you've experienced with a narcissist in your life, or if you're having trouble with it. Yeah, check out that YouTuber. I love her, Tammy M. Joyce. Another one of my favorites is Dr. Romani. She knows a lot. I will watch. I probably see every one of her shows. I subscribe to both of them. And then, of course, for everything in the way of life that I have been loving, learning new tools to be a better person, is I love Mel Robbins so much. She's helped me. I'm going to write to her soon and tell her a few of these things that I've been doing. So, Johnny, thank you. And
thank you.
It was a great show, and I'm glad that you, one of those manipulative women, crosses you again.
Now, give me the shout-out.
Yeah, okay, everybody. Right. Well, we'll probably post this on our YouTube channel. So while you're following all those other great people, don't forget to subscribe to us, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and oh, Johnny, I'll do a quiz later on you, but I've been posting a lot of stuff on the Facebook page, our page, Life, Life,
okay.
Happiness. And then we have a private group, too, so that's a good place for people if they feel they want a smaller audience to go and talk about things. It's only like 300 people. It's private. I don't let just anybody in there, okay? You can trust me with that. All right, everybody. Thanks, and have a wonderful Wednesday night.
Good night, everyone. Okay.
Good night.